This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After one full day of deliberations by a jury in a high-profile tax and bank fraud case, the members come back to the judge with nothing but questions.
The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking four questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. California wildfires are hurting air quality nationwide. NASA says levels of carbon monoxide have spread across the nation as far as the Northeast. And new satellite data shows air quality in a number of states has suffered. The Pentagon says the military parade that President Trump wants and which was slated for November in Washington will now happen sometime next year. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Another police officer in America is shot in the line of duty. This time it happens at a Phoenix, Arizona intersection.
Our officer is in critical condition. The suspect is also in critical condition. There are no outstanding suspects.
Witnesses telling police the officer was trying to make a routine traffic stop when shots rang out last evening. Most Americans do not, according to a new survey, support President Trump's plans to create a U.S. Space Force. The new CNN poll finds 55% of people surveyed say they don't support the idea, 37% do. In June, the president announced he was directing the Pentagon to immediately begin the process of creating such a new branch of the U.S. military. A major storm system is now hitting the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes a day after doing damage in the plains and Midwest. Tornadoes were reported in three states yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A dozen former top intelligence officials speaking out against President Trump's decision to revoke former CIA Chief John Brennan's security clearance, sending a joint letter to the White House. The letter signed by, among others, six former CIA directors, including General David Petraeus, Leon Panetta, Michael Hayden, and George Tenet. Meanwhile, the president's special counsel, Kellyanne Conway, denies that Trump's decision to revoke Brennan's security clearance was in any way politically motivated.
I know it says former CIA director, but what is he doing currently to merit that security clearance? It's not about being a critic of the president. There's a lot of people, especially on social media, yapping, clapping, and slapping at the president and his defenders and, right, and his voters. Who cares?
Conway spoke on Fox and Friends. People across the U.S. are still mourning the loss of Aretha Franklin, the 76-year-old queen of soul who passed away yesterday at her home in Detroit after battling cancer. cancer. Fans gathered outside Detroit's new Bethel Baptist Church, where her father was the pastor. Flowers have been placed on Franklin's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And her family is reportedly planning to hold a public memorial service in Detroit. However, a date for the service has not yet been announced. Remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News,
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. We're going to be talking on the Mountain of the Lord. Listen to what Dinesh D'Souza has to say about it. Best-selling novelist Bodhi Tain and Holy Land history expert Ray Bentley team up to take readers on an adventure to rediscover the truth about God and ancient prophecies of the Bible. The biblical insight of Ray and the storytelling flair of Bodhi have produced a timely and thrilling novel, On the Mountain of the Lord, keeping us waiting for the next installment of the Elijah Chronicles. And with us right now, we're honored to have the one and only Ray Bentley. Ray, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. It's great to be with you. It's an exciting summer on all fronts.
Without a doubt. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, just getting that, from Dinesh, he and I have been friends. He used to live in San Diego.
Yes.
I was just really blessed by that and just went and saw his movie. And wow, what an amazing film and story that is. And then I got a book coming out. So we've been talking and having a great time.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I'm still waiting on his book because I go, okay, we saw the movie. The movie is terrific. And, like you, and although it was interesting because the other day I'm here in the East Coast in Florida, and one of the Florida theaters decided to pull the plug on the movie, said it was too controversial.
Oh, my God.
Something about the truth. The truth is so controversial these days, Ray. I'm telling you.
I thought controversy was kind of good. Let's hear all perspectives, all sides, and throw it into the mix and let everybody talk about it. That makes it interesting instead of just, you can only think one way.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially in this case, because it's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It's about the history of the country. And, yes, it brings back the history correctly. One side definitely has been rewriting history over the years. But, the one thing about the truth, it can be stubborn, can't it?
Yes. And that's why I love being able to put a kind of a biblical perspective. Because, look, I'm a pastor.
Yes.
I got Republicans. I got Democrats. I got independents. And I got a bunch of millennials that are like, you guys are all nuts. We don't know which way to go. So it's a very, I think, exciting time. And, while on news everything gets very frothy and emotional, I find when you talk to people on the street, they're very curious and they like to have a conversation. So I think Dinesh did a great job by being able to put out some things for people to talk about.
Exactly. And Ray, you and I have talked before. We talked about the blood moons, and it's mm-hmm. always great to be talking to you. And we jumped into this, and just for our audience sake, yes, Ray is a pastor. He founded Maranatha Chapel, a non-denominational evangelical Christian church, back in August of 84, teaching a midweek Bible study in a recreation center with 30 people. It's amazing. know, how it began and where you are now, and how we understand that most churches today, I guess the average church was about 25 people anyway, right?
Yeah, you know, maybe 25 to 50, less than 100.
Right.
You know, it might be closer to 75 is the average, which is fine. Look, I grew up in a small church. I love, you know, small churches and communities. But, you know, sometimes God pours out his spirit and blesses in some unusual ways. And man, we've just blown the doors open out here in San Diego. God is really blessed.
Well, you know, even the small churches, because I know sometimes we get caught in numbers and we think numbers is the thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, how many hearts are being changed? And in these small churches where, you know, it's a smaller laboratory, so to speak, and the Word of God is being preached. And, you know, and I was thinking about this the other day, Ray, you know, a prayer like the Lord's Prayer. That Jesus taught everybody. In many churches across the country, we're unified in just praying the Lord's Prayer. I mean, how awesome is that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I got saved through a Billy Graham film that was shown, speaking of films, going into theaters. And, you know, they gave an invitation at the end. I was only 10 years old, and I was the only one to get up publicly and walk forward. I wanted peace and forgiveness and...
Right.
I often think about the people that they rented a theater, the churches got, they advertised in the paper, my family saw it, and we went. And I wonder if they went, oh man, only one little kid went forward, was it worth it? Yes! I'm that kid!
Yes, right.
Now the Lord's blessed us, you know, the church is 7,000 and ministry and missions around the world. So, one, it's always worth it for the few, for the one, you know, one changed life.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus would go and, you know, he went to the Samaria. He said, you know, there's a woman there that God's going to change her life, and that's going to change this whole town.
Yeah, you imagine. And who would have thought the harlot Rahab, what impact she had on history. I mean, it goes on and on. Billy Graham. I mean,
yes.
But for, you know, an evangelist in a tent meeting, and he decides, he checks it out, and little did that evangelist know what what kind of seed he was implanting and how his ministry was going to come back 120-fold.
You know, that evangelist could have retired and said, done. He didn't know that was going to happen, but anyway, God did.
Well, that's the thing, you know, is that no matter how great of idea we may come out with, you know, God always has a better idea. And as you say, you know, out of a home Bible ship of 30, I mean, here you are blowing the doors off, changing lives in San Diego and touching people, you know, all over this country and around the world with your writings and your teachings. And now here we have the story that you and Bodie have come together to tell, you know, on the mountain of the Lord. So. Give us a rundown. Tell us about the story.
Okay, well, it's a novel, and you know, I co-wrote it with Bodie Caney. Now, I had written a book that we talked about 4 years ago called The Holy Land Key, kind of my view of what's happening in the world, current events, how does that overlay with the Bible, and, you know, generally that God's trying to get our attention and to look up, and things are really escalating toward, hopefully, the return of the Lord and the coming of his kingdom. So I was getting ready to write, you know, kind of the Holy Land Key, you know, number two. And my son-in-law, who's a millennial, goes, well, you know, Ray, that's good, but I don't know that my generation is going to read it. And I go, what? Of course they want to read it all about prophecy. And he goes, nah, not so much. He goes, I'll read it, but he goes, you need to tell a story. And so providentially, God brought me together with this lady, Bodie Caney, and her husband, Brock. And they have written like 70 novels. They're historical novels.
Mm-hmm.
With a tremendous background and Jewish understanding from the first century church all the way up to, you know, writing about the rebirth of Israel in 1948 and so forth. They've written 70 novels, sold 35 million copies.
Whoa.
And God brought us together. And I just, the Lord spoke to me one night and said, ask them if they would co-write with you. They've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, you know, millions of people have read and been blessed by it, but I called him up and I said, hey, Bodie, I know we just met, but do you think we could maybe do something together? And I would kind of provide a prophetic view of what I see going on. But would you write about a current story? What's happening right now in the Middle East, in Israel, in Jerusalem? So much is happening. And so she said, well, I'm not going to say no. You know, Brock and I prayed. They prayed and they came back and they said, the Lord spoke to to us. We've never done it before, but we're doing it now.
We're in, huh? 100% in. That's awesome.
And that was about a year ago. So now here, a year later, we've got this book out. And I am telling you, I can't wait for you to read it and for the people that are listening to read it. They're going to be taken on a journey. And the main character is a young guy.
It's okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to hit pause only for a minute. Tell everybody to stay right where they are. We'll be right back. More from Ray Bendley. Pastor Ray is with us, and we're talking about his brand-new book, On the Mountain of the Lord. We'll be right back after this.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I'm going home.
See, I told you we we'd be back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Pastor Ray Bentley is there, and we're talking about his new book that he and Bodhi Taney have written, The Mountain of the Lord. It is a novel. It is the first book. Now, you said this book, and now you're talking, this could be a series, the Elijah Chronicles
series.
Huh? Wow,
here
very
it
cool.
is. It's called The Elijah Chronicles. It's right now scheduled to be a three-book series. And we take this young guy named Jack, who's kind of lost his faith. He doesn't really believe in God. Mm-hmm. And yet he is on this special panel that is counseling on the Mideast peace process. And so how do you take a guy like that and bring him into, you know, where we are biblically or whatever? And mm-hmm. so without giving away too much, I just want to say that, you know, this guy goes through he meets an interesting character, and he goes on a journey of dreams and visions, and that literally blow his mind. I mean, it's a supernatural book with radical experiences and on-the-ground stuff where he's running all over Jerusalem on a crazy tale, and he goes through an incredible journey of discovery, where all of a sudden his eyes are popping wide open. He's going, no. You know, his attitude in the beginning is kind of like, look, I don't believe in old men with beards walking through the desert having visions about solving problems of modern times.
Right.
So from going from that, from poo-pooing the whole thing to having these radical encounters, and by the way, the land of the Middle East right now, one of my best friends, Tom Doyle, has written a book
yes.
called Dreams and Visions.
Right.
And that's actually happening on the ground right now throughout the countries of the Middle East. God's dropping spiritual bombs, so to speak, with people, you know, Muslims mm-hmm. and Jews having dreams and visions of Jesus.
Right.
And angels, and then they get led to a believer, and they come into the Lord. I mean, so it's based on reality.
Right. That has happened. That's happened through
yeah.
the millennia. And so, again, when I hear this, it's another, you know, fulfilled prophetic promise, is it not?
Yes. I mean, you know, that's exactly what Joel said in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I'm going to pour my spirit out on all flesh. Now, when I looked at that, I was always like, well, I'm a pastor, so God's going to give me dreams and visions and believers' dreams and visions. And God said, no, I said all flesh.
Yes.
He said, when I needed to talk to, the empire of Egypt, I went to the king and I gave him a divine dream. But he needed Joseph to interpret it. When I went to Babylon, I gave one of the most pagan, idolatrous, wicked, selfish men of all time, Nebuchadnezzar, a dream.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't interpret it. I had to send my prophet Daniel. So, you know, the story in Daniel talks about the handwriting on the wall. A hand appeared writing, and everybody
exactly.
saw it while the king was mocking the God of Israel and the temple, drinking the golden vessels from the temple. And this hand without a body writes, you know, and the Bible says when the king saw that, the King James says his loins loosed,
yeah.
which, you know, you can translate it in your own mind in modern English.
Yeah. He wet his tunic.
So everybody saw the sign mm-hmm. of the handwriting on the wall, but nobody could interpret it. They had to get out of Daniel. Well, I believe that the handwriting is on the wall, Bill, of our generation. And the handwriting is on the wall writ large, you know, geopolitically, economically, all the radical stuff going on. But only those who have the spirit can really interpret. What does this mean? What's going on? What's up with the world? Where are we? Where's God? And so that's a big part of the story that we try to, you know, take this fictional story, but tell real events happening in real time right now. And I think people are going to have a great ride.
Ray, you know, for what it's worth, let me say to you, in my prayer, I've been asking God to raise up a voice, you know, that could break through this clutter, you know, a voice of truth that would come out. And what I believe God has been telling me in response is that, you know, just to back up exactly what you're saying right now, I felt him saying, it's not going to be one voice. It's going to be many
right.
voices. So,
yeah.
you know, the ministry that you have, the ministry that, that Bodhi has, that what we're doing in this radio show and others, you know, around the world, you know, these pastors, I was so honored back in the 80s to work with the Billy Graham Crusade when it came to Southern California. Mm-hmm. And I may have been one of those guys in front of the theater because I did a lot of theater evangelism for Billy Graham during that period of time. But it was amazing how we filled up Angel Stadium there for 10 nights, 10 glorious nights.
Yeah.
There. It was so profound. But all that to say is that, you know, God is God. And he's pouring out his spirit all around. And I just share that with you just to reinforce, you know, because the thing about prophecy is in some ways you feel like a little bit like that blind man feeling different parts of the elephant. You got all these blind men around. You don't know. And you're kind of like, hey, Ray, here's what I'm doing. You go, Bill, what's this? You know, kind of thing. Yeah, it looks like God, smells like, yeah, it's God, you know. And then we try to glue the pieces of the puzzle together. And this is why it's so important. And for all of us to remain in relationships, is why God says we love him and we love others, right?
Yes. And you know what is making it easy is, you know, social media now, you know, I send out a devotional or whatever, and used to go to my church, some of their family and friends. Now, we've got people responding from all over the world.
So cool.
You know, from Mexico to the Philippines to, you know, England and Ireland and Scotland and even Israel. It's like, who are they? How did they find us? You know, social media has flattened the world. And so these pieces of divine revelation, God is bringing a unity together like never before. So anyway, I think people will love this book, an expert storyteller. I get to give a little bit of a prophetic view. It's called On the Mountain of the Lord, Ray Bentley Bodicini, and they can get it on Amazon, have it sent to their door in a couple of days, and they will have a blast reading.
I mean, you go head-to-head with the issues of the day, as you say. You know, you're talking about the arguments used by the left to defend radical Islamic terrorism. You know, the true history of Israeli-Palestinian conflicts. I mean, because a lot of people do not understand what's going on and the whole, you know, detriment of Middle East peace. What it's all about is that, you know, ideologically, it's like you're trying to pull the Republicans and Democrats together in a time such as this, because there's just such polarity here. And there's, you know, I can't see a lot of a room for agreement. And certainly in the Middle East, I mean, when the Palestinian Order says, look, if anybody negotiates with Israel whatsoever, if we don't get 100% of what we want, then, you know, they're going to be, you know, kicked out of the club. They're going to be killed, their family, everything else. So, you know, how do you negotiate with those kind of outlines?
Well, you know, and it's interesting, and I know you don't have a lot of time, but let me just say, there's an acceleration, Bill, of what's happening right now. And, you know, on the ground, you see the Jewish-Palestinian issue. It seems like it won't ever go anywhere. But in reality, on the bigger issue, like with Saudi Arabia, the leaders of the Sunni world, where Mecca and Medina are, they've all of a sudden come around, and this is reflected in news and articles. They realize, hey, you know what? Iran wants to take us out, and we need somebody big. We need somebody that's big and strong that will help protect us. And America, you know, we're kind of with them, but we're far away. Mm-hmm. And they have actually, you know, kind of said Israel is wanting to protect, you know, our freedom. And so things are shifting and accelerating right this very moment politically. Under this administration, what's happening in the world, I mean, it's amazing. I keep just waking up every day going, are you kidding me?
Right,
because it's
exactly.
all been told in the Bible by the prophets, and it's laying out piece by piece, step by step.
Ray, one final question here as we wrap things up. The significance of the U.S. Embassy now moved to Jerusalem.
Oh man. Well, oh, boy. I cannot. I mean, we could do a whole segment, you know, or probably an hour on it.
I promise. We're going to have you back. We got to do this.
Okay.
For more information on the book, where can they go, Ray?
Well, they can just go Amazon.com. They can go to Barnes & Noble. You know, they can look up RayBentley.com and get some more personal information on me and the church and so forth. But
Outstanding. Yeah. And we'll link it on our website too. And and you have an open invitation. We got to have you back, no doubt, because the conversation has to continue.
You want to talk about it? I'm telling you, we should talk about, because the embassy move, it's like a linchpin that has opened the levers of all kinds of changes that line up with the prophecies of the times we're living in. So
you got
I look forward to it.
Ray Bentley on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate it. Take care.
You're welcome. God bless, Bill.
God bless.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After one full day of deliberations by a jury in a high-profile tax and bank fraud case, the members come back to the judge with nothing but questions.
The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking four questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. California wildfires are hurting air quality nationwide. NASA says levels of carbon monoxide have spread across the nation as far as the Northeast. And new satellite data shows air quality in a number of states has suffered. The Pentagon says the military parade that President Trump wants and which was slated for November in Washington will now happen sometime next year. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, it's back to school time, right? And as the season kicks into high gear, the time pressures that teachers face are immense. And the expectations for students' achievements are higher than ever. According to the latest National Assessment for Educational Progress study, students have made little to no gains in math and reading achievements since 2014. And the achievement gap between low and high income learners has widened. So you can imagine the impact that it has on our educators. 78% of teachers say they're often physically and emotionally exhausted at the end of the day. 8 in 10 teachers say they feel undervalued. Teachers on average spend 12 hours a week searching for or creating their own instructional resources. 1 in 5 new teachers leave the profession after just 5 years. And that's a sad commentary in and of itself. Here to tell us more, Jennifer Ryan Crozier,
president of IBM Foundation, and Mimi Corcoran, president and CEO of the National Center for Learning Disabilities. Jen and Mimi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Good morning, Bill.
Thanks
for having us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for coming on to talk about this. Jen, I mean, as I'm going through these statistics about what educators are dealing with, this is disturbing. I mean, I feel for teachers. I respect that all of us have to have a job, have a job to do, and we want to be productive at the end of the day. But to hear these kind of statistics says, wow, do these teachers have a fair chance to win at what they're trying to accomplish?
Well, you really nailed it, Bill. Teachers are under an enormous amount of pressure, and we know that the number one indicator of student achievement is the quality of the teacher. So we want to do everything that we can to give teachers support and resources, particularly around finding the right lesson plans and activities so they can spend their time in the classroom doing what they do best, which is teaching students.
Exactly. Mimi, demands, expectations of teachers, they seem to have changed over the years.
I think they have, Bill. I think with the growing movement of inclusion, 1 in 5 students have learning differences. That's dealing with dyslexia, ADHD, and the like. And they spend 80% of their time in gen ed classrooms. So the expectations on teachers have risen. And what's really exciting is that working with Teacher Advisor with Watson, we are infusing materials on that platform so gen ed teachers have easy access to information. And that will make a difference because they'll be given the support that they need to be successful, because teachers do want to be successful.
Yeah, exactly. I often say everybody that does a job wants a fair chance to win, and that points to being productive and having some confidence here. But as you say, the demands and expectations of teachers have changed. Jen, Mimi just brought up Watson, and Watson is this new IBM technology that's been coming about, that's being used in so many areas of our life today. So tell us how the Teacher Advisor program is working with Watson.
Watson is IBM's form of AI, artificial intelligence. And when we think about AI, we really think about augmenting intelligence for people. And in this case, what that means is, how do we support teachers? As you mentioned, we know teachers spend 12 hours a week trying to find the right content and activity plans to teach in their classroom. There's an enormous amount of material out there. So what Teacher Advisor with Watson does is take over 8,000 vetted resources, high-quality materials, and serve them up to teachers in a way that makes sense for the needs of their classroom.
Wow, this sounds exciting. Mimi, tell us about these new tools on Teacher Advisor with Watson that are being launched today.
So we have been working with IBM on developing materials for grades 3 through 5 on fractions, giving teachers templates and strategies for actually helping and supporting the 1 in 5. But we know that these evidence-based materials help the 4 in 5, and it's just good teaching practice. So we're really excited. We've started a small project on this launching, and we're getting feedback from teachers because we want to know and hear from them and learn, is it making a difference for them? Is it helping them support their children in the classrooms more effectively? And it's our intention that we grow this and build it and know that this will be a lasting game-changer support for educators.
Well, in an era defined by fewer resources and growing pressures on teachers to help students achieve, the IBM Foundation is seizing the opportunity to leverage its technology and expertise to more effectively support teachers as they try and meet the needs of all students in their classrooms. With us is Jennifer Ryan Crozier, president of the IBM Foundation, and Mimi Corcoran, president and CEO of the National Center for Learning Disabilities. So as we continue our conversation here, Jen, we talk about the impact this is going to have on kids, but I see this as a comprehensive situation and solution, in a sense that, you know, parents, teachers, kids, this is win-win all the way around, is it not?
Absolutely. 9 out of 10 teachers and coaches who have used the tool have said that it's helped them to be more effective with students. And that can be in the formal classroom, but to your point, Bill, it can also be with parents or coaches or mentors, all the people surrounding a student. What we know for formal teachers is every learner is different, and they need to be able to teach the same concept to students who are behind grade level, at grade level, above, and students that have very distinct learning styles. So teacher advisor helps them to personalize. Say you're teaching area of a triangle, but you need to teach it in five different ways for very different kinds of learners. Teacher advisor will show you with videos and activities some of the best ways to do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mimi, earlier you had mentioned that, you know, some of the challenges in today's classroom, teachers, what is expected of them, and it's especially tough when you've got 25, 30 kids in a classroom, and maybe you have two or three, sometimes as many as five, that have disabilities. Boy, that is really, really difficult and challenging for the teachers, not to mention the rest of the kids in the classroom, right?
Bill, but we have to understand that the students with learning and attention issues are just as intelligent as their peers. They just have a different learning style and need. And once the teachers understand what the root causes of these brain-based disorders are, then they can adjust, and using Teacher Advisor with Watson, get resources and materials that help them respond effectively to their students. And you're right, it's a big challenge, but it's an important challenge, because understanding and seeing how different people learn is part of our growth and development overall.
Jen, this is really exciting. You know, what I love about education is it is like forever dynamic. You know, we're always learning, it's expanding, and here we are, you know, talking about these new tools with Teacher Advisor and Watson. This has got to be really exciting for IBM, I got to believe.
It is. We are always excited to find the best ways to take our technology and our tools and really to work with professions to deliver outcomes. And I think what's exciting here is the both immediate and long-term impact that this can have. We know that when students, particularly those with learning disabilities or attention issues, don't get the kind of specialized training and support and resources they need, there are really negative outcomes. Mm-hmm. And when they do, it is a game changer.
Well, Mimi, where can our listeners go for more information on this exciting new platform and what they can look forward to in school this year?
They can go to teacheradvisor.org, and we hope that all of your listeners, teachers, parents, students themselves, coaches, will go and take a look at the tool. Just play around with it for a few minutes and see what you think, and share it with teachers you love.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to, you know, having you guys back next year, because I want to follow up on this. I want to see, you know, get an update on the impact of Teacher Advisor with Watson. This is an exciting time and another reason for us to get excited for going back to school, not just getting the kids out of the house. Thank you. You guys have been absolutely brilliant, and I appreciate you sharing with us. Jennifer Ryan Crozier, who leads IBM Corporate Citizenship, overseeing the company's contributions of technology and talent to help governments, nonprofits, and communities tackle some of the world's most difficult societal challenges. And Mimi Corcoran, President and CEO of the National Center for Learning Disabilities. Ladies, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W 30 discrete.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Pillsbury. Preheat your ovens. The 49th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest is here. Home cooks across the nation are invited to submit an original recipe using Pillsbury refrigerated dough, along with the story or inspiration behind the recipe at bakeoff.com. Amy Nelson, the 48th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest Grand Prize winner.
If you are thinking about entering the Pillsbury Bake Off Contest, I say go for it. Just developing my entry last year was a rewarding experience because it gave me a chance to share special memories and make new ones with my friends and family in the kitchen.
Contestants can submit their original recipes in any of the following categories: cozy weekend breakfasts, appetizers for any party, winning weeknight dinners, and sweet and simple desserts. The grand prize winner will receive $50,000, a suite of GE kitchen appliances, a feature in Food Network magazine, and a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Entries will be accepted until September 12th at 11:59 a.m. Central.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Why did I have to be back? You had to say, be free.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And guess who we have? Yes, Dr. Alveda King joins us now, the Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. Dr. King, always a pleasure to have you with us. How you doing?
Wonderful, Bill, and hello to all your listeners as well. I'm here at Priests for Life, and so greetings from everybody here, too, Father Frank, Janet, and the team.
Well, God bless them all. I know hearts are heavy, Dr. King, with the announcement of Aretha Franklin's passing Thursday morning. And tell us what's on your heart.
If you can catch me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, I did have a couple of images out there. One was me at the funeral of Martin Luther King Jr., my uncle. I remember that day, my dad, he came by Granddaddy's house, Daddy King and Mama King. And I know he says, are you going to sing for my brother? And so she greeted everybody. And on the way out the door, I said, Miss Franklin, I was about 17 years old. He would have been about 26. And I remember her looking around, reaching her fingers, and we kind of touched fingers, and she blew a kiss, and she left. But I'm listening to all of her music again and remembering her, and even a great singer, wonderful songbird, queen of soul, but a civil rights warrior as well.
Right. What a gift from God, her voice, huh? And how she delighted so many of us. I mean, her legacy will continue to live on, and her music on iPods and iPhones around the world. You know, absolutely. Millions of people that she's touched. Absolutely incredible.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T,
respect. There it is. And I'll tell you, that's something at the base of what we need to share right now, because...
with everybody.
You know, with everybody, exactly. Well, Alveda, I also wanted to get your read, because there was a report. I mean, obviously, you had counseled Omarosa, and what's happened with her, I mean, it's really kind of a sad commentary. I mean, you know, now stories are coming in that, you know, she was fired several times in the Bill Clinton administration. Now this situation with her and Donald Trump, and Donald Trump was a champion for her and really supported her. And the way this has come down is unfortunate.
Wow. It is unfortunate. And my friend, Dr. Day Gardner, and I went to the White House and sat with Omarosa and said, we would help you in any way we can, be encouraged, that kind of thing. I went to the National African American Museum. She was there, headed that up for President Trump, and we were able to talk a little bit there, and at the Rose Garden when he signed the executive order for religious freedom. And I didn't get any inkling of this discontent and all of her feeling that he was a racist and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
She did not express that to me or Dr. Gardner.
Well, you've been around Donald Trump, our president, on many occasions, and as recently as last week. Do you have any sense that there's veracity to what she's suggesting here, or is just a faulty perception on her part, or how do you extend grace to understand what's going on?
It has to be a faulty perception at this day and time when he says publicly, we all bleed the same. We're going to make America great again for everybody.
Right.
And, you know, his popularity in the African-American community is just climbing and mounting. And you know why that's happening? Because jobs are coming back to America. Unemployment is down. The justice system and just helping folks get out of jail and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Social justice and the penal system. And for everybody, babies feel safe in the womb again now with mm-hmm. this president. Little God. Babies who are living, people, Americans, jobs are coming back. So what we need to list is all the good things that are happening. And he says, we all bleed the same.
Exactly.
And he acts like that. He's not mm-hmm. colorblind, because you can't erase somebody's history because you can't see their mm-hmm. color. No. But he says, we all bleed the same. We're all Americans. And then after that, we're all human beings on this planet.
You know better than I do, because you've been around him. But what I hear from people on the inside about the president is he's always asking about jobs. He's not asking about white jobs or black jobs. He just wants to know, how are we doing with jobs? And look what's happening. I mean, you know, in that sense, things are colorblind. And also, when you look at his policies and what he's done for women in lifting and encouraging him, you know, them up through his administration, and in every turn, it's hard for me to connect what I see him doing and his policies and what people are suggesting.
I've got to jump in. Not colorblind. I'm writing a book named Not Colorblind with Ginger Howard. Mm. You're not colorblind. You see color because you have to see the full ethnic experience of everybody on the planet.
Right.
So if you're colorblind, you actually need glasses. So in no sense is President Trump colorblind. Even if he says he is, I have to remind him, no, put your glasses on.
That's right.
I'm sitting right,
right
here in front of you, sir. but you know, it's just we love each other. We respect. Go back to Aretha Franklin, respect each heritage, and then we move forward. And he's demonstrating that constantly, how Omarosa missed that and how she kept cashing all those checks. And only did she start doing this other thing when there were no more checks. I don't get it.
Yeah, and I understand some other people, I think including you, Alveda, tried to help her to get landed in another place to, you know, still feel good about things. I mean, there's something about Omarosa. I mean, you know, she's probably the 21st century cat. She's got more lives than anybody I've known here. So I'm sure she's going to, you know, she'll be fine. But, you know, like anything, we have to move forward in truth and reconciliation. And I know that's your heart and that's your encouragement to her. Is that, boy, I'll tell you, when we get in, it's easy to get caught up in some of this human perspective, and it's so ungodly.
We can take take a lesson from President Trump over there. We don't worship government. We don't worship human beings. We worship God.
Amen.
And if we can stay focused that way, continue to pray, continue to forgive each other, love each other, and then do what he's doing. You know, even Dr. Ben Carson over there at HUD is doing a great job in housing and those kind of things for people. Regionally and nationally or federally. And now when some of these folks come out of jail, they have a job waiting for them and real housing, not handouts.
Exactly.
Because we need to be empowered, not crippled by handouts.
Yeah. You know, we have to respect human dignity, and that's what is the very heart of all this, whether it's Dr. Carson or our president and others that are championing this cause on behalf of we the people. Alvina, let's talk about that meeting at the White House. You know, like anything that has to do to Trump, people always try to, you know, this particularly the mainstream media tries to color it in such a way that is disrespectful and misses the point. And that is the president said, look, at, let's bring people together here. Let's look at these social injustice items. What can we do for prison reform, the job market, and job readiness, right?
Absolutely. And that's a House resolution. If you can find that bill or check with me a little later, I'll send you the name of it and the number of it. And it's doing things like women in prison who are pregnant cannot be restrained or shackled. Because my goddaughter, Angela Stanton, had her baby in the federal pen, chained to a bed, and then they took the baby and sent the baby away.
Oh,
and she says, well, she says, Ma, she calls me Ma. She says, okay, we want to save the immigrants and the immigrant children. Yeah, but abortion separates children from their mothers forever.
Fathers.
And they're taking our children from us when we've got these things. We never should have had these harsh penalties in the first place. So who's caring about these babies that are going into this system and being abused? So all of this has to be examined. And as we examine it together, which is what the president is doing, he is leading the charge, but he has a great team surrounding him. And I'll admit to you, I'm still licking my wounds a little bit from that meeting on August the 1st. It was very brutal, the attacks that came at us, saying that we weren't qualified. Why didn't we have some real prison reform people in there? I still go into prisons today. I still visit the juvenile, the women, the men. I go in and minister. I work to help some of them get out of there, working with Dr. Loretta Cujo Smith, for example. We've been doing that. If you go to priestforlife.org or civilrightsfortheunborn.com, and there's a whole document about ending abortion and unjust incarceration. And she's been introducing that to the NAACP for years. So I've been working in prison reform for years and years. And even though people hear me with the abortion piece, you know, they say that's your passion. I say, well, Jesus Christ is my passion.
Amen.
But we've got to deal with these issues.
Exactly. And for these people that are complaining, I mean, look at be part of the solution, you know, pick up an oar and start oaring and helping out the cause here in whatever lane it can be. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the Oval Office. It can be in your own local community, your home, your own local jails. What are you doing to contribute to add to the proposition of solving the problem and being a blessing instead of a curse?
Please do that and go to civilrights.com and join the movement. There's a whole form. You can either sign on to some of our open letters and send them to these leaders. You can sign on and join the movement. And there's a lot of ways you can join this, and start at your local level, your county, your state, and then federally. And then hold these folks accountable who are being elected to office.
Exactly.
I'm getting ready to send out a letter right from civilrightsfortheunborn.com to a lot of pastors and leaders saying your vote matters.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. King, we got about a minute left here, so you know, I wanted to mention Will Ford, a black descendant of slaves, and Matt Lockett, a white descendant of slave owners, have written a book called The Dream King, How the Dream of Martin Luther King Jr. is Being Fulfilled to Heal Racism in America. And you endorsed this book, right?
I have endorsed that book. I fully embrace the concept. Remember, not colorblind, but one human race, one blood. And we were in a foot washing ceremony with them, headed by Mike Berry and Bishop Harry Jackson, with Will and Matt together. And Matt was washing Will's feet. I mean, oh my God, it was just a beautiful time. We have to be, my uncle said, we must learn to live together as brothers. I had his sisters, Martin Luther King, or perish together as fools. And of one blood, God made all people. So we've got to get that lesson.
Well, Dr. Alvina King has been our guest. Always an honor and pleasure, Alvina, to have you with us. Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, for Priests for Life. How can people be in touch with you?
CivilRightsForTheUnborn.com, and join the movement. Sign up today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Healthcare